Mr. President, thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to us. One of the questions and one of the concerns shared by the region, particularly Russia and China, is the emergence of the branch of the Islamic State in Afghanistan, and they are concerned that the Taliban might not be able to crack down on them and to bring them under control. How much of a threat do you see the Islamic State branch, the Khorasan branch? It has claimed responsibility for vicious attacks in Kabul, Kunduz, Kandahar in recent weeks, in which dozens of innocent people have been killed and injured.
Well, as proven by the unfortunate bomb loss, rather suicide attacks in the mosque in Kabul 2 weeks ago, and then in Kunduz last week, and then in Kandahar yesterday. This has proven that Daesh is a threat to Afghanistan and to the life and livelihood of the Afghan people. This is primarily our responsibility to the Afghan people to take this challenge head on and to defeat it and bring peace to Afghanistan. For that reason, it is extremely important for the current government, the Taliban movement, who are now in charge of the country, to make sure that Afghanistan stays united and strong, and with a government that is legitimate within Afghanistan and recognized outside of Afghanistan, so that that strong foundation of legitimacy within and recognition abroad gives us the tools and unity as well within the country, very, very unity within the country, gives us the tools to fight this threat, and surely the region will cooperate with us, because it is equally a threat also to the region.
You alluded to recognition abroad and legitimacy within the country. They are not mutually exclusive. What steps do you think the Taliban should take in order to attain that recognition? What steps does the international community need to take to kind of find that silver lining where they could work together and find common ground? Do you see do you foresee a future in which the Taliban government would be recognized by the international community, and what steps should the Taliban take on the illegitimacy end to ensure that that happens?
Well, internal legitimacy, legitimacy within our own country for this government or for any other government is the foundation of recognition by countries and the international community.
And they're not going to do that.
And how to bring about legitimacy within the country is, of course, premised on either an election or, in case of Afghanistan, especially under the current circumstances, the expression of the will of the Afghan people through the Royal Jirga, and the introduction of a constitution, and so on. So that foundation has to be laid as soon as possible. When that happens, surely the international recognition will follow. That's an imperative. We can't gain international recognition without first bringing about to any form of government an internal legitimacy. So based on that, of course, once that comes, then international recognition will occur, and that's an automatic process, mostly.
The international community will require Taliban, for instance, to grant to allow women to go to workplace, to allow girls to go to school and universities, to respect the rights of minorities living in the country. Do you think the Taliban will do that, A? And B, do you think Loya Jirga, you were talking about Loya Jirga and an election to grant legitimacy, do you think Loya Jirga can serve as a substitute for election should Taliban refuse to hold elections?
The right of Afghan women to work and to be present in all walks of life in our country is primarily the demand of the Afghan people. So even if the international community doesn't ask for it, it is our demand, the Afghan demand, and our need. So it has to be fulfilled. It has to be done. And the return of girls to school in full strength from grade one to the highest standards of education is, again, the need of the Afghan people and the demand of the Afghan people. We all have our children here. We want them to be educated, and through that, our country to be freed of the need and dependence on others, if we want to be to live in dignity and fulfill our own requirements, then we must have education to the best that we can have. Yes, Loi Jirga is the best tool under the current circumstances, because elections are not possible right now for various reasons, as you understand. The next best is, especially in the case of Afghanistan, Loi Jirga. This has been traditionally and historically, other than election, the best source of and the best foundation for the expression of the will of the Afghan people. And it can be done, and I hope it will come as soon as possible.
As a last question, Mr. President, the fall of Kabul caught everyone, including those here in the United States, by surprise. There are a lot of questions around what happened, what transpired that day. Where were you that day? And if you were in power and if you were running the country at the time, what would you have done otherwise?
Well, I was in Kabul when all that happened. When I was in power, I wouldn't say if I were in power, I'd do this. I would say when I was in power, 7 years ago, 8 years ago till 2014, I did my best to arrange peace conduct a grand Loi Jirga once the peace process had completed, and arrive at a government that also would have had the Taliban and all other Afghans represented in it through a Loi Jirga, and then through a constitutional process.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. I'm going to break my promise and ask you one more question. You are the father of two daughters and a son. Where do you see your daughters in the future, and where do you see your son?
I want my son to be the best educated. I want him to study, study at home and study abroad and get the best education. I want my daughters to be the best educated, study at home, and when the time comes, study abroad and fulfill their personal aspirations, and through the fulfillment of their personal aspirations, the aspirations of the Afghan people for an educated, well-off, and very highly qualified society. And that's what we've been working for, and that's what we will definitely do. And I want them to remain patriotic Afghans as all other Afghan children.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.